You are listening to The Bridge DFW in Fort Worth, Texas.
I learned two things this week. If I remember two things this week. One, don't ever, y'all can laugh, it's okay, don't ever schedule orthodontic work 4 days before you're supposed to speak. I've had more popsicles in the last 48 hours than can ever possibly be consumed. But you know what? God is faithful, and I woke up yesterday morning, and it was all right, it was all good. My tongue was happy. It was okay. It was awesome. The other thing I learned or was reminded of this week was just his faithfulness. His faithfulness. I had circumstances come up in my own job just within the last week. And not with me, but with other people that were around me. Personal things, things at work. And I came home one day, and it was just, it was weighing heavy on me. It was on my mind. And went home, and Dad was there, so Dad got to hear about it. And talked to him about it, and just was really discouraged about it. Even though it wasn't something that was impactful to me, you know those times when you have somebody and something's troubling them or something's happened to them, and you can just, it's almost like it happened to you, and you're just, oh my goodness. That's what it was like. And in that, I got caught up in, What do I do? I don't know what to do. This is new. What's going on? How do you address this? And Dad turned to me and said, have you prayed? Oh, yeah. I guess I could do that. And we prayed. And it was sweet. And I want to encourage every one of you because we all have different jobs. We all do different things. We come from all over the place. And we all meet here on the mountain once a month. And there's a lot of things that take place during that. And it's very easy to get caught up in the day-to-day things. But we have to be reminded of his faithfulness in our lives. We have to be reminded of how good he is to us, or else we'll lose sight of that brand. I'm here tonight to wrap up our series, Branded. And Jenny and Jordan did an awesome job of really kind of, one, first going through what is a brand. How do you establish a brand? How is that brand tied to us? And then Jenny last time went through three different steps and signs of having a brand or being branded, and those things active in your life. So that kind of covered it, I thought, and I was thinking, well, okay, what do you do? Where do you go with branded? It's pretty self-explanatory. It's kind of an easy thing to talk about, but when you got a series out of it, you got to, you know, make it fresh. And I was asking the Lord, okay, where do we go with this? And the title for tonight's message, I guess it's the title, and I came up with it, I thought it all by myself. I was proud of myself. It's titled Branded Past Recognition, and this is why. The word branded, and I like this definition of this one, says marked or labeled by a distinctive word or symbol indicating exclusive rights. The word past, so as to pass a given point in recognition, to process or recognizing something or someone by remembering. So to be branded by something, to be branded by Christ, is to literally marked or labeled past something that you were remembered by. That's how I saw it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. How do we tie this? How do we tie this back in the Word? Give me somebody to pull off of for us to look at tonight. And I was reminded of Paul. If anybody had a brand change, it was Paul, a.k.a. Saul. So if you got your Bibles with you, go to Acts chapter 9. How many of y'all know the story of Saul / Paul? You know, everyone knows the road to Damascus incident. There we go. I got it. I'm going to start in verse 20. And after verse 20 starts off right after Ananias has come to Saul. After he's met Jesus on the road, he was blind, he couldn't see. Ananias comes, prays for him, scales fall from his eye. And there's verse 20. And I got the New King James. The first word it says is immediately. Somebody say immediately. He preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, is this not the one who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. It's not complicated. I'm not bringing a complicated message tonight. I want to make it very simple. I'll make it very plain. And I want to be able to, everyone to walk out of here and know exactly what we talked about tonight. We are branded past recognition. for the last 2 months, we've been hearing about how to be branded. What's it mean to be branded? How do we brand? What's our brand? Our brand is love. Our brand is compassion. Our brand is mercy. Those are the attributes of Christ. That is the brand that we have. But all too often, what happens, especially with young adults, is they get saved, or they have this moment where it's just God. Like, oh, so amazing. And they grab a hold of that brand, and then when they go to somebody, they treat it as, hey, look what I got. This is my brand. This is who I am. A lot of times we see it like a mark or maybe a tattoo or something. Look, I have it. I'm going to put a fish in my car. Look, this is my brand. And those things are all well and good, but all too often, it stops right there. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You ever been in this position? I've been in that position before where you get in that mindset where, well, listen, I go to church and, you know, I went to this meeting and, you know, I prayed for this person, or this person prayed for me. So I'm a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians. There's a lot of people who call themselves Word of Faith Christians. But a lot of times, those are just people who know brand. They know what it is. The difference between having a brand and owning a brand is how you treat it. I wrote this down. It sounded really good when I wrote it down, but I can't think of it. The key to being branded is not having something to point to and say, I'm a Christian. No, to be so branded or marked by Christ means that our actions speak towards and about who he is and the mark he has placed on us. To be branded by Christ is not to go and say, I have my Bible and this is mine. I can walk around with this and everyone goes by, he has a Bible. I was in Starbucks a few months ago, and I don't know why. Starbucks sounds like a good place to go and study. It never is. It's always loud. I was there the other night. I was getting ready to meet Danny, and I figured, hey, I'll go study. It's the wrong idea. I'm sidetracked, but it's kind of funny. So I go in there to study, right? I'm sitting down. The music's great. It's old, like 1940s, and we're just, I'm sitting in this really comfy chair, and I got my iPad, Bible, everything, and it was just, I was like, oh, this is great. I might actually get something done. Not even 30 seconds later. I sit down, make myself comfortable. This, like, baseball team of kids walks in. And there's one little girl who's not even on the team and just, like, crawling on the chair, getting up in your face. Hey, how you doing? My name's... And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, at first it was like, oh, you know, that's cute. That's great. And then 10 minutes went by. And now I'm like, I'm annoyed. Okay? I'm trying to study. Do you not... She's probably 3. And I'm not saying this, obviously. That would be terrible and mean. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I'm never coming to Starbucks to study ever again. Probably will. I probably will go back there. I don't know why. Probably because it's Starbucks. But anyways, just sidetrack. I was thinking about that last night, and it was kind of funny because I really was getting kind of annoyed with it. And then I had to get up and walk out, and I was like, I'm okay. It's going to be all right. It's okay. She's more important than Starbucks. But anyways, what was I saying? Where was I? Give me a second. Starbucks. Yeah, Starbucks is good. No, okay. There we go. A lot of times we treat it... I'm trying to be repetitive here. We treat this as if this is the mark of our Christianity. Carrying this around as a mark of our Christianity. Now I remember where I was. I was at Starbucks a few months ago. And I was getting some study done. And I had this with me. And I had Jimin walk in. And he saw it sitting there on the table. And Jimin came up to me. He's like, I just want you to know, I'm so proud of you. We're carrying that around. It takes a lot of courage and so on. It was real nice. He really was. And I was like, you know, I really appreciate it. And he walked away, and I was thinking, you know, that's kind of cool. That's great. And the more I thought about it, I was like, that's cool. That's great. But what does it mean? I could have taken that opportunity to talk to him about it. Did I? No, I didn't. It was just sitting on a table. There was opportunity for me, and I did nothing. I missed it. This is not my brand. Carrying this around is not my brand. This is my brand. Having it open when nobody's looking. It's one thing to just have it with you. It's another thing. It's one thing to have the shirts, and we hear this all the time. I know we do. It's one thing to to proclaim you're a Christian. I meet them all the time, from different denominations, different walks of life. But the ones that it means something to, you can always tell. Does it mean something to you? I had, what was it? It was 4 months ago. I had a gentleman come in. I met him in a store. And he was, just really happy. Smiling, like bouncing around, kind of like floating on cloud nine around the store. And it was kind of amusing because he's a big, older kind of, it's not the kind of person you picture being all bubbly. He was really bubbly. This is kind of odd. And I was going through check stand, and he just, and then he started talking. And he's like, God's so good. This is so good. He's so outstanding. And I finally looked at him. I said, what do you do? And he hands went in the air. He's like, as of yesterday morning, I had kidney stones. I was in so much pain. I was in so much agony. I said, I woke up this morning. I was fine. He just screaming it. He healed me. He healed me. God is so good. God, that's a guy who has a different kind of understanding of the brand than the person just walking around. I go to church. God's good. Somebody asking you, hey, are you a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Those things are all well and good. But how confident are we in this brand? Okay? I'm pretty confident in Apple. All right? I'm pretty sure their product works. Most of us are. Some of you aren't. That's okay. There's a healing line after church. But I got a Mac, an iPad, and a phone that tells me otherwise. I'm confident in that brand. And I have no problem showing it. I have no problem using it. I use it more than I probably should. I carry it with me everywhere I go. I have it in my room. I have it in my car. I have it everywhere with me. There's a different level of confidence with that. But do we have that same confidence with the Word? Do we have that same confidence in Christ? Branded past recognition. Are we so branded that when you walk in the room, somebody says, what happened? A lot of times you get that response when you're gloomy. Something's not going well today. The sun isn't shining, whatever. And something's wrong. And people look up to you. Everything is it okay? Is everything all right? Are you doing okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing good. But how often do we walk into a room? Oh, wow, you look really happy. You look really good. What's going on? Something must be going well. And that one guy, I didn't even know him. But he was way too happy for normal happiness, okay? Just almost borderline skipping across the halls. I knew there was something different there. I knew there was a different understanding of a brand. And his understanding of the brand of Christ was so tremendous that he was obnoxious about it. And I dare say, wasn't the same afterwards. Are we that way? Am I? I know I haven't been. Not always. Now, I'm not talking about being the obnoxious Christian who's just going through the stores. La, 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 I'm so great. That's weird. Don't do that. That's weird. What I am talking about is, are you ready? In the same way that if somebody would come to me and say, I'm looking at getting a phone. What do you think about this? Oh, this is tremendous. Let me pull it out of my pocket. Let me get this for you. I can do this. I can do this. Look at this. I can do this. And this. I can download this. I can do this real quick. Jonathan Kurth just tweeted for me. I'm doing this. But somebody says, hey, I really need prayer for something. Oh, well, okay. I go to a good church. They can pray for you. Or, man, I'm really having a hard time. Well, bless your heart. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Bye. I want to get to a point where no matter what the circumstance, with the same reaction that I can have, hey, this is awesome right here. But this is life-changing right here. This will affect you like no brand ever will. It branded me to the point to where people don't even recognize me. It branded me to a point where I don't even recognize myself. Because he was good to me in this situation, and in this situation. And when I needed word, hey, he downloaded that into me. And it's not leaving. There's no deleting that. That's different. What time is it? Okay, we're good. I want to sum up the series by leaving us with that thought. Are we promoting the brand? Are we branded enough that we're promoting the brand of Christ? It's very easy to keep to ourselves. It's very easy to say, this is great. We had a great, you know, series. Jordan did a great job. Jane did a great job. It was really good. Let's go on. You know, I received it for myself. But we're not called to just take the word and receive it for ourselves. We're called to take the word and take it to the world. And in order to do that, we got to be not obnoxious, but confident and ready. If Steve Jobs can take a rinky-dink computer and turn it into one of the most, if not the most known business in the entire world and not be saved, how much more for a man or woman of God? We have people in that room interceding on our behalf and on behalf of this church to an awakening. We ought to be part of that. We really should. Our pastors have stood on that platform for the last 3 weeks, calling for an awakening, calling for a fast, calling for prayer. Why? Because something's changing. Something's coming. There is a recognition to the brand that we're part of that's getting ready to take place. Are we on board with it? Are we ready? And if we're not, it's time to break out the owner's manual and figure out exactly how do we do this thing. We got pastors and we got leaders. Call them the Genius Bar. Go find them. I'm serious. Because people are going to start coming to us and asking us questions if we're serious about this. They're going to want to know what's different. That comes with an awakening. What's different in you? What's going on? How do I find answers in this? I got a lady coming to me asking me what to do after her husband just beat her not a week and a half ago. I'm 21. I don't know. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I've never experienced that, but she's coming to me asking my opinion, asking my thoughts, and asking for my prayers. How serious am I about that? Am I prepared to look at her and say, you know what? I'm praying for you. Or you know what? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Because 99% of every person that comes across her path is going to say the exact same thing. Are you going to be the difference? Are you going to be the one that says, hold on, I got a little bit different brand for you? Now, that requires a different kind of boldness. And that requires a deeper understanding of what we're part of. I've had the great opportunity and privilege to be part of this church for most of my life. And I can tell every single one of you, when both of our pastors are on the platform calling for a fast, prayer for the church and for our nation, we gotta wake up. Because those two people are more anointed to speak over my life and the life of this church than anybody else. That's serious. That's a good serious. They're calling on a brand. And as the young adults and young people of this church, it's our responsibility to be part of that. If we're serious. If we're serious about the life of this group. If we're serious about the life of this church. And if we're serious about what we believe in and what we profess to believe in. Am I serious enough about it? Is it important enough to me? I know this is kind of, nobody's really smiling at me right now. But I want to go from personal experience real quick to kind of give you an idea of this. The last time we had something that was this important, last time I recall, honestly, our pastor's calling for a fast would have been 12, 13 years ago, at least having remembrance of it. I know we've had fasts since then. We've had prayers and stuff like that. But something that was this big of a deal. Within 4 days, my dad had a heart attack. It was the second one. I'll never forget it. But I remember the mindset of my parents, especially my dad, and he was very serious about that, more so than I'd ever seen him before, as far as going that fast and locking on to what our church had was promoting and offering and asking of us. And within 4 days, he found himself in a hospital room, and no doctor knew why. I remember walking into that room as a little boy. Dad sitting up his chair. eyes are closed, Bible in his lap. Sat down in that chair, his eyes opened up for the next hour and a half, like I've never heard him before, heard my dad preach. And there was something that clicked. Suddenly it wasn't just, hey, I'm a Christian. No, I am a man of God, and this is who I am. Spoke life into that situation. Spoke Christ in that situation. Over his own body, over his own family. And within 72 hours, walked out of there with, not kidding, medically, a completely different heart. No signs of damage. No signs of the previous heart attack that he'd had just a year and a half before. And within a year, I think year and a half, 2 years, he was completely off all medication that he was supposed to be on for the rest of his life. So as far as y'all concerned, ain't nobody telling me that Christ doesn't exist. Ain't nobody telling me this brand is fake. I've experienced it on a level that most people have not yet. It's that real. This is important. This is a good thing. Paul experienced it in a way that, can you imagine? I mean, you're going over to go destroy people that you hate. I mean, hate. Profess that they're just sinners, liars. We're gonna lock them up and they're dead. And then Christ Almighty knocks you off your horse. Sometimes we gotta be knocked off our horse. And within days, you go from, I don't like this brand. This brand isn't real. It's a piece of junk. It's a knockoff. It's not the real thing. To all of a sudden, his eyes were opened up, literally. And within just days, he's back out there preaching. So much so that the Jewish leaders that he was working for were like, what's he doing? Well, we gotta take this guy out. We gotta get this guy out of here. He's promoting a brand, and no. What happened to Paul? It became personal. It became important. That's what I want to emphasize. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we have an opportunity to come together, to feed each other, push each other, train, learn. Danny and I, last night, Nick joined us later. You know, we can cut up and we joke as much as we possibly can, but even leading up to the very hour before the service, it was constant. You know, these are the circumstances, this is what's going on, but God. Because I know the brand that's in him, he knows the brand that's in me. He knows the brand that's in me, I know the brand that's in him. Not just the call, not just the gifts. No, I know what Christ did for him, and I know what Christ did for you. They need to know what Christ did for them. They need to know, because they don't. That's an awakening. That's what they're calling for. And quite honestly, I want to be part of it. And it's going to require growth. It's going to require a willingness to be corrected. And it's going to require an openness of heart on my part. Are you willing to do the same? Are you? Because if we do, listen to me, if we do, we will experience God in a way that nobody in past generations has before. Think I'm full of it? Try me. Try me. It's a little bitty room in here. There's only just a few dozen of us. But one could put 1,000 to flight, and 2, 10,000. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against rulers, principalities. I'm not here to spend the rest of my life moping around. I'm here to promote a brand, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like for you to help me. I'd like to see y'all come along with me. Take it into where we are. Not wait for them to come to us. Not wait for them to come join our church. Not wait for our church to do something to have them come. They come to my church or not, okay. They need Christ. In the same way that I needed him. That's the whole purpose of knowing this brand. That's the whole purpose of being branded. Not for me to keep. That'd be pointless. If that's the case, just go out and live like them. Take what you can, keep it for yourself. See how far that gets you. No, I want to be branded past the point of recognition. Past what my past may be saying, it's literally past me. To the point where the only thing people recognize is the brand that I carry.
Thank you for listening to The Bridge DFW. If you would like more information about what you have heard here, visit us at thebridgedfw.com.